Proverbs chapter 15. Proverbs chapter 15. That's where we'll start this evening. Going along with what Matt preached on this morning on the different prisons there could be, one that we could fall into as well is contentment. So, is being content easy? It's not. Especially in this country, right? There's things out there all the time in front of us. We see it on television. We see our friends with it. Doesn't matter if we're in school, if we're at work, if wherever we're at. There's things that we want. We have to learn to be content. So I thought this time of year would be a good time to talk about contentment. Because there's the new clothes, new cars, new electronics. I've got to have the newest iPhone, right? The new one's out. We need it. Do we need it? It's easy to buy into these kind of thinking. We've got to break that cycle. Proverbs chapter 15, verse 16. Better is little with fear of the Lord than great treasure and trouble therewith. The more stuff you have, the more stuff you have to put up with, right? The more stuff you have to deal with when it tears up. The more stuff you have gathered around, cluttering up everything that you have. It's not simple. But with God, it's very simple. He gives us a straightforward plan and says this is how it needs to be. Turn to Proverbs chapter 27. Proverbs chapter 27. Verse 20. Hell and destruction are never full, so the eyes of man are never satisfied. It tells you right there, men want. The children of Israel, when they were freed, they wanted more. Turned their backs on God. Worshipped an idol to try to get what they wanted. Is that the right attitude? Can our eyes actually ever be satisfied? Let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 6. 1 Timothy 6. We're going to read verses 6 through 8. But godliness and contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us be therewith content. We've all heard the saying, when you come into this world, like it says here, you came with nothing, and that's the way you'll leave. When you come into this world, though, a child is saved. Then we grow into what we are now. And we have to work for that salvation. And when we die, we have to work toward getting that salvation back and leave this world knowing that we have that in store for us. But godliness with contentment is great gain. So the two go hand in hand. If you're worshiping God, you're following God, you're trying to be godly, then you're going to focus on godly things. You're going to be content with what you have. What should we desire? Turn back to Psalms chapter 73. Psalm 73. Psalm 73 verses 25 and 26. Whom have I in heaven but thee? And there is none upon earth that I desire beside thee. My flesh and my heart faileth, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. What should we desire? We should desire God. We should desire our goal to be heaven one day and not let the cares of this earth, this world, our everyday lives get in the way of those things. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33 tells us that. Matthew 6, 33 says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." What things? Let's go back up verse 2. Let's go back to verse 31. Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or withal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. Then we get back to verse 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and these things shall be added unto you. It doesn't say we pray for a new car. It doesn't say we pray and get the newest phone that's out there. He says God's going to take care of us and give us what we need. If our vehicle tears up, is he going to help us get another vehicle? Have a means of transportation one way or another? He will. But that don't mean it's going to be the thing with all the bells and whistles that we want to show off to everyone that we see. It's going to be a means of transportation for us to get where God needs us to get to take care of what we're supposed to take care of. Then one final scripture, Philippians chapter 4. Bye-bye. Philippians 4, verse 11 through 13. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned, in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. Through the good times, through the bad times, God is there with us. He doesn't promise that we won't have to deal with it. He promises a way out. We have to be willing to see God's way, not the way of the world, not what our friends have, not what our co-workers have, but be content. Focus on what you have. The other reason that I brought this up now is because we just went through a holiday where we get a lot of stuff. Kids get a lot of stuff. Grandkids get a lot of stuff. Some stuff, it's stuff none of us want, and it's junk that gets stored away and no one ever uses it. Some of us have things that we actually really wanted. I got that new phone. I got this. But when the next phone comes out, are you satisfied with what you have? Is there anything wrong with the current phone that you have? That you need whatever Apple comes out with next? Or Samsung for your Android people? When yours tears up, do you need a new one? Yes. Because it's a way of life now. But it doesn't mean you got to get the greatest and newest that's out right then, right there. Let us be content with the stuff that we have and not be content with the way that we are worshiping our God. Not the way that we're out trying to get other people to see and do the things that God wants them to do. Like Greg talked about in his class this morning and Matt again talked about in his lesson. Where is our focus? So let's put aside the things of this world. Let's focus on God and what His will is for us. So if there's anyone at this time that needs the prayers of the congregation and needs to repent of any sins, or if there's anyone that hasn't yet named the name of Christ and wants to be baptized tonight, this is now that opportunity that we have. If you need that opportunity, please come forward now as we stand together and sing.